Robot Building Supplies, supplying quality building products at competitive prices for over 60 years.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Oh, yes, it is, except it's Sam Edmund and David King. While, if you missed us yesterday, Bob and Andy just putting their feet up. I think Bob's doing a bit of fishing, got the rod out, and Andy is painting the fence.
Why are these fish so big?
Yeah. Time for a turkey shins on the way home.
Yes, perhaps. Yes, less said about that, the better at the moment. Melbourne Storm are flying, though. You can't speak enough about them, Kingy. 13-2 on top of the NRL ladder and scoring for fun at the moment. They're absolutely braining them. Their chief executive officer is Justin Rodsky. He's joining us now thanks to Red Z, Red Z Loans for the self-employed. You can catch them at redz.com. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Sammy, Kingy, great to be with you.
Hey, pretty easy caper, this chief executive business.
Yeah, it's a pretty good start to the season, isn't it? Currently sitting on top of the ladder and the highest scoring team in NRL history after 15 rounds, which is just an incredible effort to smash through 500 points, averaging more than 35 points a game. It's the first time it's ever been done in NRL history. So for a team that's coached by Craig Bellamy, whose mantra is defence, it's a pretty good effort to offensively be so good. And I just sat back on Saturday night and was just amazed, like everyone else, at the performance and just how brutal the team is and wanting to win. It's been a great ride so far, that's for sure, guys.
They're absolutely humming at the moment. And we know at this level, when it comes to navigating COVID, it swings and roundabouts, and what one club has to do one week, another one has to do the next, and so on and so on. But your club, Justin, has been made to manoeuvre and take itself out of its comfort zone as much as anyone. So we know you're still out of Melbourne. Your next game's Thursday week. It's against the Roosters in Sydney. Now, given the COVID situation there in Sydney, where does this game sit at the moment? Acknowledging, obviously, that a lot can change between now and then.
Yeah, there's a lot of contingency planning going on as we speak. Obviously, Sydney now becomes the challenging location when it comes to professional sport. So the team's currently still in Queensland on the Sunshine Coast. Our plan was to return to Melbourne via Sydney to play the Roosters next week. We've got three byes over these couple of weeks due to Origin. So we saw this as a good opportunity to return home and then prepare for our next home game on July 17 in Melbourne at Amy Park. But now, obviously, the latest COVID scare in Sydney's created another challenge for us logistically, what we're going to do. I know that the NRL Apollo team's meeting tonight to start discussing scenarios around where the game's going to be played. We're confident the game will go ahead in Sydney. It's just whether or not it's at the Sydney Cricket Ground or at another venue, because I think currently the Sydney Cricket Ground would be in what Victoria may end up deeming a red zone. So clearly, we wouldn't want to play there because then we wouldn't be able to return home without quarantining. So lots of challenges and logistics to work through and still plenty of water to go under the bridge, though.
Justin, the form is unbelievable of the team. And as you just said then, they've become a scoring machine. Have you had your best side on the field at any one time this year? Because, I mean, I know State of Origin throws things into turmoil, but there's been injuries along the way. And I know Ryan Pappenhausen's still on the sidelines. Hines has been unbelievable since he came in playing a whole host of different roles. Have you had your best team on the park together yet?
Yeah, really good point, Kingy. No is the answer. We've had, from the start of the season right through up until now, multiple injuries to a number of key players. As you mentioned, we've had players playing Origin. So that's one of the amazing things about this team and this club, is the ability for players to come in and play a role. The system and the structure within the program is so strong that players come in and perform and perform their role. And it's a scary thought to think about if we did have a full list of players to choose from and a clean bill of health, just how strong we could be as a team. So it's a credit to the coaching staff, to the players and to the entire club to be able to continue to perform week in, week out, even when we don't have our absolute best team on the park.
What about your role over there at the moment? Are you juggling the salary cap? Is that a bit of a stressful role at the moment?
Oh, it's certainly creating some headaches for us. Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the challenges, isn't it? When you're a successful team, is how you can hold on to your squad and your core list of players. And you know, in rugby league terms, having your spine is so crucial to your team. And we've been able to secure the majority of our spine for the next 3-4 years. But then you got to go and look at your forwards and your backs, and there's just so many key positions that you want to secure and lock away. But when you've got players performing the way that our team's performing, it makes it really difficult. And, you know, Josh Addo-Carr is a prime example of that. You know, we lose him next year to the Bulldogs. But thankfully, we've been able to bring in a pretty handy player to replace him, Xavier Coates from the Broncos. Yeah. So he'll be a pretty handy inclusion on the wing. But yes, though, the answer to your question is it's difficult, it's challenging. And, you know, we've got to make sure that the environment, the culture of the club is so strong that, you know, players want to stay and players want to play at the Storm. They want to play under Craig Bellamy and they want to play in successful teams. And we hope that keeps as many players as possible here in Melbourne and playing for the Storm.
One of your out-and-out stars, Justin, is obviously the Pap, Ryan Pappenhausen, friend of SEN, of course, still sidelined and sidelined indefinitely. It remains the case since that concussion back in, May 16 against the Dragons. I mean, where's he at the moment in terms of his availability?
He's progressing, and it's been a slow progression. He copped that, you know, really brutal hit, the concussion and the recovery time. We always take a cautious approach, and, you know, Paps has had a couple of concussions in the past, so there's certainly no rush with Paps. He is progressing now. He started some light training, and I would anticipate, you know, if he's able to step that up over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, that we'll see him return when we get back to Melbourne, possibly for the Panthers game at the end of July. But, you know, there's no rush. Obviously, his health, his welfare is the most important thing. But that was a bad concussion, and, you know, we needed to make sure that we gave him all the time he needs, and we'll continue to do that. And if he's not right, he won't play. And it's really important that we protect him. And, you know, we want him to play for us for the next 5 years. We don't, you know, want to do something silly for some short-term gain. We want to make sure that, you know, we've got him playing with the Melbourne Storm for the long term.
It was a brutal hit, and it was sickening to watch, to be honest. Do you remember, we've talked about this before, Justin, but how big an issue right now is concussion in the NRL? Because I know they've really adopted some changes this year that were very unpopular from the playing unit. All players pretty much took a stance against Peter Vlandis, who brought in sin binning effectively for 10 minutes for each player that just took one tackle high. That's been pared back fractionally. But how serious an issue is it right now, and what can you do?
Well, it's a serious issue, Kingy. It absolutely is. It's an important issue, and it's something that, you know, as a professional sport, we need to address. The idea and the concept of the rules that were put in place, I think, were sound in that, you know, this is about protecting the players. The challenge, I think, has been one of two things. First one being the length of time for the sin bin. So a 10-minute penalty can be extremely harsh for an opposition team, you know, at a crucial time in the game. To be down one player for 10 minutes of time in rugby league is really significant. So I think that's too harsh and needs to be reduced by at least half to 5 minutes. And the second part of it is when the contact's incidental. You know, so if it's not an intentional hit to the head, the contact's incidental, but it still is to the head. Players are still penalised, often even sin binned. You know, we need to get that right because, again, you know, for a player, it's a high-speed, high-contact sport. Occasionally there is going to be incidental contact. But, you know, at the same time, the sport and the competition and I think all elite sport that has contact is doing a good job of recognising the fact that we need to protect the players, we need to protect the head, and we need to make sure that we're doing everything possible from a prevention point of view and then doing everything possible from a recovery point of view to ensure that we're addressing it because, you know, we've seen and heard from past players, from the AFL, from the NRL, from NFL, from all sports that have contact that can come to the head that, you know, this is an issue that can be a long-term challenge for athletes, and if we don't address it now, it's going to continue to be.
Justin, the side is a pleasure to watch at the moment. They are making sweet, sweet music. Well done on that. Good luck massaging that salary cap. So
remember, near enough's good enough, Justin.
Appreciate you making yourself available. Go well, J-Rod.
Thanks, Sammy. Thanks, Kingy. Can I just say a big thank you to all of our loyal and passionate Melbourne Storm members in Victoria. It's been tough, I know, having the team playing on the Sunshine Coast. We're really excited and looking forward to coming back to Melbourne and playing in front of our fans. at Amy Park on July 17, hopefully with 50% capacity. And we're looking forward to putting on a show for our store members once again when we get back to town.
They'll be there waiting. Good on you, Justin. Appreciate your time. Justin Rodsky there, Melbourne Storm CEO. We'll be back with Drive. Sam Edmund, David King, right after this.